from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, welcome to the best of the week that's been.
So you're hosting an Easter party this weekend.
Party's a big word.
What does an Easter party look like at the Ellie household?
Well, again,
because you've invited lots of people. You had a failure of a Christmas party.
No.
Actually, no, because of Dan, your partner, he went out and got everything the day before.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great success in the end.
Yeah.
Look, wouldn't call it a party. I'd call it Dan's family coming round for Easter lunch.
Oh, I thought it was the gals.
No, the gals is a different. I'm not hosting that one. I'm just attending that one.
Who's hosting?
Amy.
And what's she doing for it?
Well, she said she'll put on brunch.
Great.
But we have to bring stuff for the egg hunt.
What are you bringing?
Eggs. tequila?
Yeah, the girls.
Yeah, we did an Easter egg hunt last year and we've decided to make a tradition.
You're doing it as 30-year-olds.
Yes. Easter egg hunts shouldn't be
for children.
Are
you elbowing your friends and stuff?
Yeah, it gets pretty aggressive.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who are your threats?
Amy goes to the gym a lot.
Yeah.
So she's probably up there.
Yeah.
And then the other Amy, I feel like she's got a bit of fight about it.
Also, I think you should come last because you've got a sore back. Bending over and picking stuff off the floor, you make me do it when you're here.
I know.
If you've dropped something like Taz, can you get that?
It's a real concern. Also, last year we started the Easter egg hunt like beach sprinting, you know, when you're down.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, I can't. So I'm going to be severely disadvantaged.
Maybe they need to put some eggs up for you.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'll request it to the Easter egg hider, which is usually the boys. The boys don't do the Easter egg hunt. It's just the girls.
Yeah, they eat a third of the eggs, hide the other two-thirds.
No, they try and be too cool. They're like, oh, we don't need to do the Easter egg
hunt. You hate boyfriends like that.
Yeah. Come on, boys.
Come on, boys.
Well, no, we need them to hide the eggs.
They need to elbow the girls out of the way. I would be like, no, I'm competing. Put me with the girls if you need.
It's so good. I still do it with my siblings as well at home.
Yeah, but they're like, they're younger than... Oh, no.
Yeah, they're older.
Yeah.
They're older, mostly.
Your brothers have beat you. Anyway, we have really talked Easter crap to start your podcast. It gets better than this, I promise.
Yeah, sorry if you're listening to this in, like, September and Easter's not even a thing anymore.
Who loves a little bit of Easter in September?
True.
We do Christmas in July. Should we not do Easter in October or whatever the other 6 months is?
Fair. Today's podcast, there's a theme throughout. Basically, it comes
crap
down
radio.
To how we're going to win 25K.
Mm.
Okay, keep listening; you'll find out very soon.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
How good would it be if you had unlimited money,
mate?
You know, you could just buy whatever, right? Imagine for this show, we had an unlimited budget. That is what I'm pitching to you this afternoon, Ellie Chaney.
Unlimited money?
Well, not quite unlimited, but it's going to be so much money. You won't know what to do with it for our show.
Sign me up. What do I have to do?
Imagine like a mutual bank account. It's you and me.
Oh, a joint bank account. Are we ready? Are we there yet?
I think we're there. We've been together for a year and a half.
It's a big step.
It is.
But if it's unlimited money.
I'll take 51% of what we put in this bank account. So there's nothing in the bank account right now.
Correct.
We're at $0.
Probably negative, to be honest. We bought coffees over the weekend.
Yeah, I had to buy some blue tack to put some posters up the other day. So we are in the negative. However, how would you like $25,000 in the kitty?
I would very much. I mean, you kind of big-noted it by saying unlimited money when
it is limited. Well, $25,000 is a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
What if I want $26,000? I can't have it.
No, but you could buy a jet ski. We could have a show jet ski.
We could have a show jet ski.
And with cash left over.
I want a show horse-drawn carriage.
We can do that.
Okay.
We'll do a horse-drawn show, horse-drawn carriage.
How much does a horse set you back?
I don't know, but I'm sure we can do it with 25 grand. $25K.
What do I have to do?
This is the award for the major prize of the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize of 2025.
Art prize?
An art prize.
Like.
So there is a competition going on
Picasso.
At the moment. Yes. Put on by the council.
Yeah.
Sunshine Coast National Art Prize for 2025. The major prize is $25,000 cash.
Okay.
It came across my Instagram on the weekend and I went, oh, we can paint.
That could be what's holding us back, Tazzy, because I don't know if we can paint. Recently, you and I did portraits of each other.
Yeah, they were terrible.
And I look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And you look like a blind Harry Potter.
Look, stop bringing up problems.
Okay.
Start bringing up solutions, because I just have the eyes on 25K.
25K for first prize.
There is a second prize, which is $5,000. But there's also, which I quite like, because we've got this thing.
Yeah.
Hello, Sunny Coast. There's a People's Choice Prize.
All right.
Which we could rig.
How much does that win?
$2,500.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah.
Oh, because we can just literally submit something.
Imagine we get
awful.
In and then we go, hey, Sunny Coast, vote for us.
Yeah.
The other
no one
artist,
else has got a microphone.
Exactly. The other artists can't do that. But if we somehow stumble over the finish line and win it, yeah. $25,000 for the show.
What would we paint, though? Like a picture of... Should we submit the portraits that you and I painted of each other? The well, Arnold Schwarzenegger
no,
one?
No, those are already up. They're being exhibited in our foyer for some reason. We put them up as a joke and nobody
no
in the building has realised that we've actually hung up our crappy artwork in the foyer. Leave them there.
Okay, all right, so...
I think we need to come up with what we're going to paint.
Okay.
It's a while away. We've got a couple of weeks up our sleeve as to what we're going to make.
Yeah.
We need to paint it and then submit it. We've got about a month up our sleeve, but I wanted to get you on board with the 25K. That's
Mate,
what we're here for. That's what we're aiming at.
You know there's a way to my heart, and that is money.
Money, 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 money.
That'll get me over the line with most things. So I'm keen. I mean, okay. The only subjects I've ever failed in my entire life.
Oh, not art. You can't...
Year 8 pottery.
Yeah.
And year 8 art.
How did you fail?
Because I suck so bad.
Oh, no. Okay, the 25K is slipping away.
People's
I
choice,
win
baby.
This
People's
thing.
Choice.
Lock in.
Yeah. Yeah, done.
Let's do
I'm
this.
On board. I'm on board.
Okay, the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize. It's on, baby.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You know how Drake and Kendrick have a bit of a diss rap battle?
Yes.
Diss track rap battle going on?
Yep.
Turns out that our politicians are trying to adopt a similar approach in the election campaign.
It's funny when politicians try and be cool because their vision of what cool is, it's just...
I know.
It's 10 years ago, isn't it?
See, this is the thing, right?
It's almost like they're 10 years late.
They are. But then I say that and here am I, a 33-year-old chick.
Yeah.
Every year coming out and writing raps about politics.
Yeah, you're 10 years ahead. You're living in 2035.
But this is the thing, right? I'm thinking, yeah, I'm cool. I'm breaking down politics into rap so people can, you know, enjoy it and understand it. And now I've seen what the Liberal Party's dropped today and I'm thinking, maybe I'm not as cool as I once thought.
Has it made you want to quit rapping forever?
It's kind of making me want to quit rapping. I want to play you a bit of it.
Okay.
So this is legit from Dutton's crew. And, you know, look, we're not here to tell you how to vote. We're not here to spruik any policies. But have a listen to what they've gone with in this rap.
Bring them prices down. This is what we need. Because Albo's got to leave. Albo's got to leave. Bring them prices down.
It sounds... Bring that down. Can you listen to their own lyrics? It sounds... Nothing like Dutton is singing.
No,
that,
well, Dutton's not
that.
Singing it. And
Why
he's
not?
Also said he doesn't
you know
anything about it.
Why not?
I agree. If you're going to go...
Like, if you want to be cool with the kids and you're going to rap about it, at least get the pollies to do it rather than, I'm guessing that's AI.
Right. If one of them came out and, like, committed full on to
yeah.
doing a rap, maybe that'd get my vote. I don't know. But this is the start of it.
It ain't the way that it's supposed to be. The money we're spending on groceries. I just want to buy some eggs and cheese. $100, you kidding me?
That is so much like every single rap you've ever done.
Right?
Groceries. You split words into the syllables all the time.
It's honestly, it's like having a mirror held up to me.
Okay, there's two things.
And saying, Ellie, you're not cool. You're just not cool anymore.
Well, you know that. You know that, though.
Yeah, but I think I was clinging on to it a little bit.
There's two things. You either quit rap and you don't want to be associated, or you reach out and go, guys, I can do it better than you next year.
Want a collab.
Yeah.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sunny Coast, Ellie is not the squeaky clean gal that you once thought she was.
I don't think anyone really thinks I'm squeaky clean.
Not anymore.
Honest,
well, that maggot story a couple of years ago, remember you had maggots in your bedroom?
Five years ago,
yeah,
that
well,
story happened.
Well, it's never happened to me, but it has happened to you. That's where the difference is. If we go to your work desk at the moment, we go through your drawers, old food, there's some moldy coffee from like weeks ago in their coffee cup at
no,
the bottom there. It's like a weird sludge.
That's been cleared. Thank you.
You didn't
very much.
Clear it, did you?
Yes, I did.
Lockie from Digital was sick of it and the smell, and he took it out.
No, it was kind of fun watching it go down the drain because it was like a bit sludgy. Anyway, irrelevant. What's your point?
Okay, let me present some evidence in the case that Ellie Chaney is gross for the show. This is evidence number 1,247.
Whoa! None of that, thank you. Would you like a...
Thank you very much. Okay. Court is in session or whatever they say.
There's a lot of gavels going on.
Okay. We are on our way back from a broadcast on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We went to World Gym in Caloundra. Mm-hmm. Great time. We're in your car.
We are.
What a treat. The first time you've driven us around in the 18 months we've been a show. Normally it's me.
It's true. You like driving, treat. So I let you drive.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that.
Passenger princess.
You know why I like driving? Because my car doesn't have giant cockroaches in it that crawl over my passenger's feet. Thank you very much. We're halfway back from Caloundra. We're on the motorway. We're going 100 kilometres an hour.
And you said...
I look down and you know when you feel something? I mean, you shave your legs, but when you have hair on your legs, sometimes you can feel like things touching the hairs or whatever. And I went, what's on my ankle? What's that? I look down. A giant cockroach is on my shoe making his way up my ankle, starting to have a little nibble. We're in your car. And I go, Ellie, there is a huge cockroach on my foot right now. You've just had your car detailed.
Yeah.
From Sadie's Hand Car Wash as well, right here in Maroochydore.
Yeah, so it's clean as a whistle.
So I didn't want to smush the cockroach straight into the carpet. I find a place to pull over and then I will kill it outside this car.
You, to your credit, remained very calm. I don't think I would have been that calm.
If it was a spider,
yeah.
I would have screamed
biggest
and
fear.
Jumped out the window and just rolled.
Yeah.
I would have rather just jumped out at 100 and rolled with it than sit with a spider that big.
Because we were on the motorway, there was nowhere to pull over.
No.
Bar like pulling over and putting my hazards on.
I had to sort of usher the cockroach back onto my shoe and then it crawled all over my feet. It was as big as cockroaches get. You're gross.
It's not my fault.
You are gross.
I hadn't driven that car in like 2 weeks. I don't drive. I e-scoot everywhere, as you know.
Yeah.
I don't drive. So I hadn't. It's not my cockroach.
Your car was gross.
It's garage's fault.
That's your garage.
Everyone has cockroaches in their garage.
Get
you can't keep
them
out.
Yes, you can.
The garage.
They're not paying rent.
Yeah,
keep them out.
The garage has a gap in the bottom of it that cockroaches can get into. I can't stop them. It's been raining. They come inside.
You're gross.
And then they go inside. You said, what was it? Through the battery vent or something. I was like, how did it get inside? And
I said, through the engine.
Through the engine.
Yeah, they crawl up through the engine.
That's one. Engine, battery vent, same thing. So I don't think, in the case of is Ellie Cheney.
Where's the battery vent on the car?
I'm not.
You said, luckily it wasn't a spider. And I went, yeah, but the spiders will be coming into your car to try and eat all the cockroaches.
No, irrelevant.
You're gross, Ellie. You are gross. Let's close this case for another week until we find another example of how gross you are. Look, it's not going to take long.
You are incorrect.
What?
I am squeaky clean, as you said. 545-1191.
No.
If you've got a story this afternoon or you think I'm not gross, no, we won't do that. Has something crawled on you? Noah in Brightwater, is that you?
Yeah.
Hello. Have you had something crawl on you?
Yes.
What was it?
When I was going to bed, right, there was a cockroach.
Yeah.
It crawled across my face. I thought it was just my hair falling. But I got up, turned on the light, and there was a cockroach on my face.
Oh no. Not just crawled on you, crawled on your face.
Yeah. Ugh. How close to your mouth was it, Noah?
It was like next to my eyes.
Under your eyes? Oh. And was this as you were trying to fall asleep?
Yeah.
And did you just jump up and think, I ain't sleeping in this bed ever again?
No.
Noah's currently on 2 months of no sleep.
Yeah.
He's just never sleeping again after
That's
that.
That's so fair.
Oh.
That is so fair. Noah, you are braver than me. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Renee. Renee, have you had something crawl on you?
I've had, I've been about eight. Can you hear my baby having a gas bag in the
backseat?
That's all right.
The baby's telling the story as well. I love it.
Yeah. Let me know if you... So I would have been about eight and I was asleep on my top bunk with my older sister on the bottom and I woke up and felt something on my eyelashes and I was like a bit weird and just through the moonlight I could make out some legs and I had a giant moon spider on my face. My dude, I was terrified. So as my husband says, and he
any normal person would do what I did, where I just went back to sleep because I was too scared of it. If I flicked it off, I was worried I was going to fall off the bunk and, like, not know where it went. So literally went back to sleep and let little old Harry Huntsman chill on my face.
No. Why? Renee, I don't believe it. I actually don't believe that story. I cannot believe that a human being...
Surely you're now, like, in the army or something. Because to be able to remain that cool under pressure that you fall asleep is, like, a superhuman skill.
Yeah, I do think so. I'm now a mama, I feel like you've got to be pretty strong to be a mum, don't you?
That's true.
Renee, if you need help falling asleep, just put rain sounds on. That works for me. You do not need a spider on your face.
I know for the future time, if I happen to wake up with a huntsman, I won't react that way, okay?
Oh, my goodness. That is insane.
I don't think you could give me $1 billion. If you say you're about to have a spider on your face, don't react. I don't think I could.
I might be able to because I freeze when I'm in fearful situations. Like if someone shocks me or something, I just freeze on the spot. So maybe I freeze, but I couldn't fall asleep.
No, you couldn't.
I'm not that relaxed.
I'd be paying attention to it if it walked across. Anyway.
Yes.
545-11919. Let's go down the line. Now
We'll go to Sienna. Tell us, Sienna, what's your story? Have you had something crawling on you?
A cockroach crawled up my leg and I had these baggy pants on and it crawled up my pants.
So in between your pants and your leg?
Yeah.
Did you know it was a cockroach? Like you could feel it?
No, I thought it was just like a little ant or something.
Yeah.
And then I stood up or whatever, and it started crawling down my leg.
Because what you're doing in that moment is you're panicking.
Right, and are you taking your pants off, Taz, if that happens to you?
You're going to try and hit it through the pants first, but then you don't know what it is.
I think I'd just be whipping the pants off then
and there. You
think so? Yeah.
Regardless,
what did you
it's
do,
not what
Sienna?
You want to do.
Did you pull your pants off or did you go up the pant leg to get it out?
Oh, no, I turned the light on and woke my sister up and I yelled at her.
That's fair sister behaviour, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, she deserved it.
Were you mad at your sister? Like, why are you yelling at her?
No, I just yelled at her saying, there's something falling on me, get it out.
That's also scary to be the sister in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is, but it's on me. Like, you're relying on me to help.
True. Is she an older sister, Sienna?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's the job. As an older sister myself, you've got to dive head in and get the cockroach.
Totally. Thank you, Sienna. You're in the draw for that family pass. I love that she was like, and now it's your problem, sister.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You have got a lot of dating stories from back in the day when you were single.
Not like a lot.
Yeah, some.
Well, I got a few good
You said
ones.
That you brought some guys home, you and the gals brought some guys home once, got them to do a talent show.
Yeah.
And then you sent them on their way.
Yeah, that was my greatest achievement.
And you once put on an accent and pretended to be English the entire time and helped somebody out with their, like, lawyer court issues.
Oh, they're two separate stories, I did.
Okay. Well, you like to mix it up when you're out at the club.
I do.
I've got a friend who's doing just that at the moment. She's in the dating game and I think she's cracked the dating code to do with picking up people out and about. Tiff joins us. Hey, Tiff.
Hello, how are you guys?
Well, Tiff, I'm excited for this because I know nothing about what you're about to tell me, but I feel like it's going to be right up my alley. What is it that you do to pick up?
Well, I'm trying to mix it up and go a bit more old school dating with a modern twist. So back in the day, obviously people would hand out their numbers, but I feel like that's missing now and people just rely a bit on the app. So what I'm trying to see that I could do is combine a business card into a dating card and hand out dating cards, or even better, get people to hand them out on my behalf and then try to meet people that way. So go through my Instagram so I can still see what they look like and then, have an opportunity to go on a date from there.
So not a business card, it's like a personal
a dating card.
I've sent you some pictures so you can see it as well. Tiff, you've got pictures of it on your story, which is why I was like, yes, we need this on the show. Because it reeks of single Ellie from back in the day.
Yeah, it really does. It really, okay.
I feel like the dating apps is so hard. Like by the time I get home from work, I'm so mentally drained that I can't be bothered to sift through. So I do want that sort of meet cute story
that I feel like this kind of has the element to be able to do if I hand out a card and someone's interested and then, yeah.
It's got your name on it. It's got a little logo, like a little butterfly. Yeah. Can I read out some of the back, Tiff?
You can, yeah.
So it says, you know, teacher, financially stable, easygoing, family orientated, hoping to meet someone who has a positive outlook on life and ready to make fun memories together. And then it's got social handles that you can follow.
Wow.
Little picture of her on the front.
Tiff, how many of these have you printed out?
Well, I printed out 250.
Hang on, so could we give them out on your behalf, Tiff?
Yeah, before I actually printed them out, I did do a little laminated. Obviously, I'm a teacher, so Mum was like, just do some laminated ones and I'll see if I can hand them out on your behalf.
Of the 250, how many have been handed out so far?
Well, I've given them to, like, my friends and family. I don't know if they've handed any out. I've handed out zero. And most of the time when I ask Mum, she's like, oh, yeah, I gave it to someone. He was in a relationship. I'm like, what?
Oh, no. Like, yeah, really, I'm not going to lie. If I went to wash my partner's shorts and I found a do you want to date me card in his pocket, we'd be having a conversation. But I love this, Tiff. I think this is so clever. And I think this is how you met your husband.
Well, we can only wait and see, I guess.
Good luck, Tiff, and good luck handing out 250.
Do you want us to give your Instagram and your Facebook a plug now in case there's any, you know, singles looking and ready to mingle?
Yeah, well, I mean, any publicity is good publicity, I think.
Cut out the middleman. Don't worry about the dating card. Go straight
Maybe
to...
Maybe I'll give you guys a cut. If you can find me a date, then...
I don't know how much money you've got left over, Tiff, after you spent 250 business cards worth, to be fair. Your Instagram, Tiff, is Tiffany with an extra Y on the end, so two Ys, 1994. But people, otherwise, keep an eye out on this dating card that you might get next time you're out and about.
Yeah, especially if you're a firefighter. To get one.
They might be. I kind of want one. I want to put it on my fridge.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Could not be a more fitting song to play this afternoon after yesterday Katy Perry went up into space
yep.
and experienced extraterrestrials for herself.
She went up in a space flight. She experienced weightlessness for 5 minutes. It's not a huge achievement, in any case. She spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy a seat on a space bus.
Did she
much.
Buy the seat or was it, I thought it was like a, hey, you want to be an ambassador?
Oh,
we'll take
probably.
You. I think it was an invitation situation because space tourism is becoming a thing.
Yeah.
And so that's like, oh, we'll send Katy Perry up. That'll get us some good publicity.
She went up for 5 minutes. She came back down, kissed the Earth when she made it. I don't even think the astronauts that were stuck on the space station for 9 months kissed the Earth when they came back.
I get it.
She went up for 5 minutes.
She's in space.
She didn't go to the moon.
Yeah, but she's in space. I would be
You're
very
still close.
Happy.
You're still very close to the Earth.
Sometimes I kiss the ground after I get off a plane. Like, I'm up.
When? Would you go and kiss the Earth now?
I've clapped. I've been one of the losers.
You haven't.
Clapped. Only when someone else claps first when the plane lands. I feel like I'll join in.
When are you on your next flight?
A couple of
weeks. And how much would it cost to make you the first person to clap on a flight?
I am not
starting. I'll give you the money.
I'm not starting the clap.
I'll give you $500 if you do it and you film it.
Will you?
Yeah.
$500?
Yeah.
Done.
You
I'm on
have
a plane
to,
on the 2nd
you have
of May.
To. Yep, great. You have to when you land. The plane lands, the wheels go and you're going. Oh. And then you, as you slow down, you have to go. And I'd like you to like really hands above your head when you do it. So that everybody knows that it's you clapping.
But I'm also like, I'm traveling by myself.
Great.
So.
Cool. And I want the whole, I'd love the whole plane to clap. I prefer them nobody else. And it's just you.
You're now making me wish
bucks.
For turbulence because I feel like it's okay to do if it's a turbulent
it's not
flight.
Okay to do.
If it's a
their
turbulent
job.
Flight,
yes,
you we say, get, like, thanks for getting us down safely.
We get through a turbulent show every afternoon and no one's thanking us.
But you know how, like, if you're driving, say you're off-roading in a four-wheel drive and it's a bit hairy conditions,
yeah.
I'll always say to the driver at the end, like, good job, like, well done, you drove well.
Ooh.
So I feel like, yeah, because I couldn't do it.
What if you see the pilot on the way out of the flight? You go, oh, gee, that was a bit hairy, wasn't it there, mate?
Well, if it wasn't hairy, then no, I wouldn't. But if it was hairy, mm-hmm. absolutely, I'd say thank you so much. Now I get to go on my holiday.
I get to see my loved ones again.
Yeah, so Katy Perry, I stand with Katy. Kiss the ground, girlfriend.
You don't need to kiss the ground.
That a minute percentage of people on earth have achieved.
People are selling the dirt that she kissed online.
Okay, well, that's a bit extreme. And also, how can we get into that little business?
Oh, I'd love that.
Because sign me up if I can sell dirt
she
for a profit.
She kissed some dirt and she liked it.
Hey! Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, we're Ellie and Taz. This is CFM. And I want to cast your mind back a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
When I took a stroll around the Sunshine Cove Canal. And I spotted something in the middle of the lake that initially I thought was a crocodile. Upon closer inspection, I discovered it was not a crocodile. However, I was of the belief at the time that it was some kind of other animal. My initial, you know.
You looked at it and went, oh my gosh, a croc. And then you went, hang on, no, not a croc, a Loch Ness monster.
Yes. Well, I assume because when I literally spent 45 minutes checking this thing out and when it got close enough for me to properly inspect it, I concluded that it was a chomped off snake.
Okay. So it looks a little bit like a samurai sword, like a hilt of a samurai sword.
It's long and
sense.
Thin, yeah.
Yeah. And it's got like black tape around it. People are saying in the comments, and I think so too, definitely a sea pipe. Yep, pipe for sure. A sea pipe. Love you, Ellie. Pipe. A sea pipe.
Oh,
definitely high
nice.
Speed internet. What?
The love you was nice. Who said that?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, that's nice.
That came from Cades.
I did get an overwhelming response in the comments of our Instagram that you're right, it was a pipe. However, I have an update to the case of the Sunshine Cove Loch Ness Monster.
Yep.
You want to check out that photo, by the way? We've just reshared it to our Instagram story. So check that out. The update, are you ready? Because the plot has thickened.
Okay.
In the Sunshine Cove private Facebook group, someone, an anonymous member, has written a post saying, seems to be a lot of eels in our lake, possibly killing the beautiful swans. Can we get eel catchers in? Yeah, just heard a swan in distress and her partner couldn't help. We have baby swans every year, but they seem to disappear. Maybe.
Oh, baby swans,
because
maybe.
Of the eels. Tassie, was what I saw a chomped off eel, not a chomped off snake.
There was a fleshy bit.
There was a fleshy bit.
We talked about it on air quite
a bit.
The
underside.
Fleshy bit. There was a fleshy side to the sword hilt.
Is there eels in the Sunshine Cove canals?
Could that be an eel?
Could it be an eel?
545 double. Actually, I don't know. Don't call it. It's not worth it.
What do you mean it's not worth it? We're so close to solving the mystery.
It's not worth it. Sunny Coast, head to our Instagram, 919CFM. Check it out. Do you think it could be an eel? You know what?
It's an eel. It's an eel, bro. Because remember, it was going against the current.
If only someone with any sort of camera knowledge had taken these photos. Why
that's
is it whenever
45 minutes worth of photos.
Whenever anyone takes photos of the Loch Ness Monster over in Scotland.
It's blurry.
It's blurry. It's terrible.
Yeah, because it's hard.
Let's get a 4K camera on it.
Same with Bigfoot. Bigfoot's always blurry too.
Yeah, and the Tasmanian tigers and stuff.
Because they don't want to be found, Taz. They know. They're hiding from the camera.
Well, this eel is taken in like 120p or whatever the really low YouTube videos are.
I used my iPhone 10, okay? Thank you very much. Check it out right now and away you give us your thoughts. Is it an eel?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
It's exciting. 2025 is the year where this show, we, Ellie and Taz, get a show rickshaw. We're going to be walking up and down Mooloolaba.
That's the
giving aim. People rickshaw rides across the incredible sunny coast.
Drawn by someone else. I don't want to be drawing the rickshaw, but we'll get to that later. Okay. In order to get the rickshaw, we need to win some money. And we've decided we're going to do that by winning the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize, okay?
There is a $25,000 major prize. Thank you very much. That will at least buy one show rickshaw.
At least. So, look, fair few hoops to jump through before we win this prize because it is a national competition. Let's get some perspective and some advice from someone who's at the top of the food chain when it comes to the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize.
Here we go.
Jo from the Caloundra Regional Art Gallery. She's the director. She joins us now. Hi, Jo.
Hi, guys. I don't know about at the top of the food chain, but I'll help you out where I can.
That's what we like to hear as well. The person behind it all going, I'll help you out where possible. Keep it up, Jo.
Let me clarify. I'll kind of help you out. You'll be going into the mix with the other. I mean, last year we had over 400 entries. So, you know, you're up against it.
We can hear the winking from here, Jo. We get it. We get it. We're just like everyone else.
400 entries.
You definitely are. Yeah.
Okay. And those 400 entries are not just Sunshine Coast residents. There's a different competition on at the moment for locals, but this is for national. Mm. So anyone in the country can enter into this prize. Is that right?
They can indeed, yeah. It's 2D work from across the country. And we, you know, get last year we had work from every single state and territory. We were really, really pleased and really good stuff. So the bar is up there, guys. I don't know if your skill base is up to it.
Well, would all the 400 entrants classify themselves as artists? Because that could be where we're falling behind a little bit. We've never really picked up a paintbrush before.
Most of them are pretty proficient at their career and they would call themselves professional artists. It's $25,000 up for grabs. So, you know, we get unbelievable works from all over. It's amazing stuff. So you really will have to be up there with your line pencil drawing or your painting. You can do a bit of a tapestry if you like. You could do a print. You got anything in a 2D up to 155 centimetres, either in height or width. It's the skill base, guys. It's the amount of skill that people show.
She's mentioned the skill base a few times, Tassie. I think she's on to us.
She promised that she would help us out and she's very quickly reeling that back in.
155 centimetres, for reference, is nearly my height. I'm 165.
Are you really?
Yeah. Oh, so maybe it's body painting.
Yeah. Oh, we could.
Body painting.
We
2D only.
Just roll it on canvas and then, you know.
Like a dead body. You know, like they do the chalk outlines on the ground. That could be dark, though.
This is my Ellie.
I think you need to add stuff to it. I think it could fill the outline with what makes you, you know. Okay. It's an endless possibility.
So, Joe, there are a couple of different prizes up for grabs, including the one that we've got our eye on, the major prize, $25,000. Have previous winners also bought rickshaws with their prize money?
I don't know. We've never really asked previous winners what they've used the money for. Probably channeled back into their practice because, as we know, artists don't get a lot of money. So these prizes are quite helpful for them. But, you know, a rickshaw is an interesting thing because then that becomes a moving art piece on the landscape. So that's pretty interesting.
Non-stop art making.
That's right.
That's doing it.
We're just artists over here, Joe. What I always say, Joe, is go big or stay home. That's what we've got on this show. And, Joe, I'm putting all the dots together, but I'm thinking that it's good to have somebody behind the scenes pulling some strings for us. So, yeah, thank you, Joe, for joining us this afternoon.
Well, I'll be very interested to see your entry. I'm not, you know, it's not going to be me selecting, so there's not a lot of pull I have, but I'll be keen to see what you put in. And also, the entries close by the 11th of May, so
you better start
getting it together.
What happens if we don't get in? Do we get our artwork back, or what happens
to
it?
You don't send artwork. No, no, no. You send us a thumbnail of the work that you're suggesting. We don't want your work. I'll just clarify.
Joe, what if we send...
fill in the entry form.
What if we send you a blurry thumbnail?
And you have to use your imagination.
When we're finishing it off behind the scenes, but maybe the thumbnail we send you just, you know, looks... And then we just go, well, you're going to have to pick it in the top 40 if you want to see more.
Yeah, it's part of the art experience.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting concept. It could be, you know, I don't think you'd get in because we do have to take it off the thumbnails.
All right. Joe from Caloundra Regional Art Gallery, thank you so much for giving us some time and helping us with our submission for the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
We are Ellie and Taz. You're listening to CFM.
The song's still on. Why are you talking over it?
Yeah, it's too long, this outro. Okay. It goes for 48 seconds.
Yeah.
Miley, keep singing or cut it off.
Is this why Cody Simpson had enough, you think?
Probably.
Mm.
Yeah. Just, you know, you got to feel your songs, Miley. Yeah. It's not that pretty, I'm going to be honest. Anyway.
I think it's a great song.
The rest of the song, great. Didn't it win, like, Song of the Year at the Grammys or something? Oh, no, that was Flowers.
Keep it up, Miley. Hey, 545-11919. We're giving away family passes to the Queensland Air Museum. Their Warbirds event is open next Saturday, the 26th, from 10 till 4. We're asking the question, when did you stack it in public?
I love these stories. Oh, God, the song is still going. I love these stories because watching someone stack it in public is one
best.
Of life's great joys. Mm. You know, as long as they're okay, obviously.
Yeah.
But your instinct is always to laugh at them. And that's why the headline, World's Second Richest Man Eats Dirt, That got my attention today.
Second richest. Mm-hmm. No, Elon's the top.
Mm-hmm.
Buffett? Mm-mm. No. Bezos.
Amazon boss. Yep. He has stacked it in a very, very public forum. Obviously, we've been speaking a lot about how Katy Perry went up to space yesterday.
Yes.
Also on board in the all-female flight was Jeff Bezos's fiancée, who's a journalist, and she got to don the blue spacesuit and go up with Katy Perry.
Yep.
So the capsules landed on the ground, right?
Yep.
Jeff Bezos is, of course, there to greet the passengers.
Is he upset that he didn't get to go? Because it feels very, I'm a multi-billionaire, I get to do it.
Oh, he would absolutely have already done it. He's like the one piloting space tourism.
He's like, piloting. He actually goes, welcome. Hello, welcome. No. Sit down. Seatbelts on, everybody.
I believe it's... Oh, this is your captain speaking.
Jeff Bezos.
No, as in that he's running the program that sends tourists to space.
Yep.
So he's running over to greet his fiancée, as you would do, and it's in the middle of the desert, and he just, you know, misjudges his footing and then
kicked a rock.
Face plants into the dirt. And now there's memes all over the internet about it.
Brilliant. 545-11919. When did you stack it in public? And we want to send you and the family to the Queensland Air Museum.
I'll also accept stories of you seeing someone else stack it in public, as long as they're not mean-spirited, okay? We want to be laughing with people, not at them.
Yep.
Give us a call. Donna in Woombye. Donna, tell us about yours. Have you had one?
It wasn't me, it was my poor mum, but it's so funny.
Oh, I love this. Great.
We all went bowling as a family, and mum didn't know that you couldn't step over the black line where it was slippery. So she went for this amazing bowl and went too far and absolutely ate the ball.
Did she fall face first or did she fall backwards?
Mm.
Backwards, and then all of us couldn't stop laughing, and she couldn't stop laughing, and then she couldn't actually get off the slippery thing. She was laughing so much and none of us would help her because we were laughing so much.
Would have been nice if her feet had gone out from under her, she'd fallen, but then she'd also slid towards down. The pens.
Oh, you'd get a strike for sure.
You'd knock over whichever ones you missed, wouldn't you, if you made it to the end.
So good.
How far down the lane did she get?
Well, it was more of the scrambling back that was like made it even more funnier. It was
so
good.
Nothing better.
Poor mum.
No, what are mums for if not to laugh at, you know?
That's right.
Thanks, Donna.
Love
great
it, Donna.
Story. All right, let's go now to Jaquani. Jaquani, have you done a public stack?
I have.
Whoa, what happened?
So me and my friends were in Target in Mauritius and I had a cinnamon bun.
I like the story already.
We go into the Target to look at a skateboard because I want a new skateboard. Mm-hmm. I went in and I was in big heels, like 8-inch heels.
Oh.
And my guy friend, he's like, I bet you can't skate in Target on the skateboard in them heels. I'm like, I bet I could. So I'm on the skateboard in heels. And I'm perfectly fine. The next minute I'm going down the aisle. And I fall off the skateboard and lose my cinnamon bun.
No!
Not the cinnamon bun! Oh, no. Do you know what? I feel like, should you have taken the bet that you couldn't do it in the heels?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
No, probably not.
Love it. Thanks, Jaquani. We'll go down to Brogan in Mountain Creek. Brogan, tell us about your public stack.
Well, we went to a friend's wedding in Hong Kong and decided to take the ferry to Macau, go partying. While we left a pub there, I stacked it on a speed bump and literally cut my knees open.
Oh.
So bad. And video footage and photos everywhere. And we had to put me in a cab back to my hotel at the JW Marriott in Macau. And the staff there had to patch me up. So they don't speak, obviously, I can't speak Cantonese. So it was really hard to try and work out what was happening. They just didn't want me to get blood on their sheet. And the next day, we were walking around Macau and my friend took me into the chemist and I'm like, I need antiseptic cream. She didn't know what that was. Gave me these wipes and these wipes are literally pure alcohol wipes that I didn't know that I put on my cut knees and I swear to God, I've never felt so much pain in my life.
I love it. I love that you fell over and there was video footage as well.
Right.
That's the worst part.
I can still hear the trauma in your voice.
Yes.
Like you retelling that story. And then this happened. And then this happened.
And then.
love it, Brooks. Thank you. Look, just before, we were asking you for your stories on public stacks, right, after Jeff Bezos stacked it next to the space capsule.
We were going to move on until one of our favourites called through. She's always got killer stories. I don't know why, but her stories are just the best.
Exactly. So up for grabs for the best caller, by the way, is a family pass to the Queensland Air Museum. Their Warbirds event open day is happening Saturday the 26th from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Yeah, family pass up for grabs.
Sue's from Brightwater. Hit us with it.
Okay, you guys are going to die. You know, I'm a high school teacher.
Yeah.
So I had only been at a school, I think, 2 years, and I hadn't been to the drama building.
Okay.
So I'm rushing over to do a supervision, and I can see the kids at the end of the corridor, and I'm like, oh, look at them, they're all playing up, you know. And so I sort of speed up a little bit, not realising that there is an inch, like, rise that just appeared. And so I kicked it, tripped. I'm going so fast that I hit on my stomach. It's like Happy Feet when the penguins hit the ice and then they start sliding. I was literally like a bowling ball heading towards the kids, and they all stopped and they're looking at me like, what? And I slid about 3 metres right up to the front kids, and I thought I was going to take them out. Thankfully, I didn't. But, yeah, and they're all just standing there like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And
are you okay?
You were running over to tell them off, right? So did you kind of lose all your credibility like by that point?
Hell yes. I'm like, and boom, sliding along like a bowling ball, nearly take them out. They're just watching me come towards them at like 100 miles an hour on the ground. And, yeah, they were quiet, though, so I didn't really need to do anything because they were all so stunned.
I was one of those kids and that happened around me, Suzanne, any time I saw you for the next couple of years before I graduated, I'd be like, Miss, remember that time that you fell over? Like every single time.
It was pretty much like that. Or they'd be like, oh, yeah, we remember you. Yeah, okay, let's just move on.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Ladies of the Sunny Coast, I need your help right now to convince our friend Taz.
This is crazy talk.
Of something that we all do, but he doesn't believe that we all do it.
I don't think you all do it.
We all do it. Trust me when I say this. There's not a woman out there.
There's people like you that will do it, but not every woman on the Sunny Coast is doing this.
Okay. So earlier today, a conversation broke out in our office. And one of the girls, we were talking about crystals, right? One of the girls admitted to charging her crystals by keeping them in her bra. Taz doesn't believe that women keep things in their bra.
Well, that was where the conversation went. The conversation went further afield than crystals.
Mm.
And it was everyday items that you're keeping in your bra.
Yeah. I said, yeah, like the crystal thing wasn't a surprise to me because, like, the bra is just another storage space. It's like another pocket.
The line, exactly. The line was thrown to me, every woman has something in her bra.
Not at all times, but every woman has had something in their bra at some point in their lives.
Today?
No, not necessarily today.
545.
Like, I haven't had anything in my bra today. I've had things in my pants today.
I'm not HR. I'm not touching that.
You know, the little bike shorts?
I'm not touching that at all.
My keys live in there.
545. Stop. 545-11919. Sunny Coast, what do you keep in your bra?
Convince but him.
I don't think it happens.
Because he doesn't believe believe it at all. Get involved. Up for grabs. We've got a bottle of the new Hot Cross Bun Easter Gin from Sunshine Suns.
Yeah.
Get yours now. Perfect gift in time for Easter. Give us a call and tell us what have you kept in your bra. Let's go to Karen in Rosemount. Karen, do ladies keep things in their bras?
Yes, they do. I don't anymore, but I certainly used to.
Oh, you stopped. What?
I used to. Yep.
Why
well,
stopped?
I stopped because, so what I used to put money in my bra. So if I was going for a walk, because then back, I mean, a certain vintage, I used to go walking. And so if I was going walking for a farewell, I'd throw sort of $5 or something in my bra because there were no pockets. And, you know, buy a drink or something along the way and then change, et cetera. But I actually put $100 in my bra one time and I lost the money, and it was a sad realisation that I didn't have enough in my bra to hold said money in place. So, yeah, so I lost it. So that was that. And, yeah, and so I don't anymore. But certainly it was very functional at the time.
$100. I'm guessing that was a note, Karen, and not just change.
Yeah, so it was two $100. It was $250 notes at the time, yeah.
One on each side.
Yeah, and it just went straight through the middle, I think, is the story. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's rough, Karen. Sorry to hear, but thank you for your call.
Imagine if we switched this and we were like, guys, what have you put down your pants?
Absolutely. You should keep something in the little pocket at the front of your jocks.
Yeah, but no one ever does.
Don't
no
they?
Guy has ever put anything in that pocket to just as a pocket.
Oh, well, that's what we're doing tomorrow on the show.
No.
But for
no
now,
calls.
Christine in Nambour, have you kept things in your bra?
I did. When I was younger, I actually used to keep my cigarettes and my lighter down my bra.
Ah, oh, perfect.
Lighter.
Lighter on one side, darts on the
that's
other.
It.
You're good
and
to go.
And then sometimes the phone right in the middle.
Oh, that's really packing it in then.
Do you lose stuff out of it, though?
Depends how tight your bra is, really.
That's a lot of stuff
exactly.
to carry around.
Yeah, it is. It is, but we do it.
I don't understand the physics of it. You know, I'm not living with the equipment, so I don't quite get where everything would sit. Okay, I can't believe a packet of cigarettes, a lighter and a phone are
can
all in there.
Can all fit down there, absolutely.
You
thanks, Christine.
Girls get angry at us if we put a sock down there.
We do.
Come
well, that's
on.
For different reasons. Mary and Bettina, what have you kept in your bra?
My phone.
Yeah, it's a good one. You can't have your phone on vibrate, though, when it's in the bra, because then it
no,
feels a bit funky.
No, but it's good luck when you need to do just, like, a little sneaky check of your phone. Sure.
Yeah. True. What's wrong, Tazzy? You
I
seem
don't
so
believe,
confused.
I cannot believe there's so many people calling through.
I know. Let's go to Lauren in Noosa. Lauren, do you agree that women carry things in their bras?
Of course. I've got something in my bra right now.
Yeah, you do.
What have you got, Loz?
I have $3.20 in there.
So hang on. So if you jumped, Lauren, would it just be like change sound effects?
Most likely.
Just a little jiggle jiggle. And I mean, the coins.
If I said that, that's my career
100%,
over.
You can't say that.
No.
I can, though. I wish I had a bit more jiggle jiggle in my bra.
Change or?
Bit of both, to be honest. Lauren, why do you have that much money in your bra?
I don't have any pockets today, so that'll do.
That's what I mean. It's an extra pocket. Thank you, sister. That's one down. We'll go to Shaylee in Caloundra West. Have you carried something in your bra?
100% I have, Ellie.
What's the weirdest thing you've put down there, Shaylee?
Look, I often put my AirPods in there.
Yeah, AirPods are a good... Again, I've resorted to AirPods down the bike shorts lately, but I might have to bring back the bra.
I just figure if they're in your shorts pockets and you forget, they're more than likely going to go through the wash, but they won't go through the wash when you take your bra off. They just fall on the ground.
Do you ever have it if you put things in your shorts that you go to the toilet and then they fall out because you forget they're there? Is that a thing?
All the time, but okay, luckily good. To the floor, not in the toilet.
Yeah, I'm yet to have it in the bowl, but it's coming.
Ellie thought that was just an exclusively Ellie experience until you justified that. You heard the nerves in her voice going, oh, my gosh, I could be the only human that this has ever happened to.
I was retracting it as I spoke. Thank you, Shaylee.
Thanks, Shaylee.
No worries.
All right, we've got so many people on hold. We're going to have to do a quick fire.
I want to hear from them all.
All right, quick fire to Maddie from Maroochydore. Maddie, strangest thing you've kept in your bra?
Okay, strangest or just everything?
Oh, everything, so, actually. Hit us with it.
Cigarettes, lighter, phone, keys, money, toys. And also, I picked my baby up from daycare and my hands are full. If I'm wearing like a T-shirt, because it depends on the shirt you're wearing, I'll chuck a bottle in there too if I can, just at the lip of it.
Is this all at once, Mads?
No, I mean, there's a few at one time, definitely, but not all of it, though.
It's like women...
You can put anything in there.
You can. Women who are double A's will sometimes buy double D's just to fill them out with...
I want before.
Yeah. Thanks, Maddie.
Thanks, Maddie.
Suzanne in Brightwater, what have you kept in your bra?
Okay, I've kept everything in my bra, but a couple of weeks ago, my daughter and I were at the supermarket and we were following this older lady with a trolley and her keys dropped on the ground. And my daughter picked them up and said, oh, sorry, you dropped something out of... Like, you just dropped your keys. And she said, oh, I thought something fell out of the safe and tapped her bra.
Safe!
And my daughter kind of looked at her and she looks at me afterwards and she goes, I thought they were a bit warm.
To be fair, the clip on the back makes them a lot like a safe, Suzanne.
Oh, true.
Oh, my goodness.
Tough to crack, my friend. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thanks, Suz. Krista in Watulla, what's been in your bra?
So back when I used to smoke, I used to put the cigarettes in the waistband of my undies and the lighter would go in my bra.
Again, yeah, undies are also a good little storage pocket.
Got to say, though, now working in retail, I absolutely hate it when people give me boob sweat money.
Boob sweat money. That's a great rap song. I think Ellie's going to release that soon. I think that's boob the name of her new album.
Thanks, Krista.
Thanks, Krista. Two more to go. Let's get two more, quickly.
All right, Lexi and Aruna, what's been in your bra?
Children's dummy.
Oh.
You're going to have to because, you know, you've got the kid and everything to look after. You don't have enough hands.
Oh, no, there were hands that went in my bra to go and get it, not just mine and my child. Everyone knew it was there. Yeah.
Well,
if they were holding the baby, they'd reach in, grab the dummy. Yep.
Oh, there you go. Look, this is a new one to me, Lexi. I've never had a dummy in my bra, but there's still time. Thank you.
Thanks, Lexi.
Finally, Carly and Kiwana, are you on Taz's side with this?
Yes, I'm so sorry, Ellie, but I completely disagree with you. I do not think bras should be used as pockets.
Why?
Buy clothes for that.
Buy clothes for that.
I actually don't know anyone who carries things around in their bra, and I'm just picturing old ladies that blow their nose and stuff their tissues in their bra, and that's all I ever know of.
Carly, we've spoken to about half of the sunny coast at the moment. I think it's a lot more common than you and I both think.
Girl, try it. You know what? Tonight, just shove something down there for me and your life is about to change.
Oh, give it a go.
Give it a go. Bye. Here we go. Converted it.
On 91.9 CFM.
I want to bring some evidence to the sunny coast and to the show, but no one will believe me unless pretty much I gang up on you and bring somebody else onto the show to back me up.
That's a new concept, ganging up on me. That's never happened in this workplace or on this show before, has it?
Oh, don't sound so excited. It's Big Boss Benny.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
Shiny.
Good to see you, legend. So today, Sunny Coast, we had a all-staff heritage lunch.
Yeah, is it World Heritage Day today? I think it is.
There is a reason for it?
Yep, that's why we did it.
It was beautiful. Everybody was bringing in different sorts of food, desserts, drinks, meals.
Yeah, you brought
from heritage. Stuff from when you were a kid or whatever.
What nationality you've come from.
What did you bring today?
Because you're from Subiaco, like rich Subiaco.
No, I'm from Western Australia.
We're just trying to figure out. I even texted you last night about what she was going to bring.
We thought something was going to be covered in gold leaf.
Gold leaf.
Yeah.
I went some sort of lobster dish, truffle.
Yeah.
Surprised you didn't bring your waiter into.
Okay. I brought in what the sandwich that my dad made me every day for 12 years. My dad.
Okay, sorry.
A Vegemite, cheese and lettuce sandwich on white bread with a plastic cheese in it. And I cut up a whole bunch of them and I served them to you all.
So I always say, Sunny Coast, Ellie is the grossest person on the planet because on the weekend I was in her car, looked down, I felt something on my ankle, and it was a huge cockroach.
Oh.
Not
like
my fault.
Like a get-out-of-town cockroach.
So remember
massive.
Her desk was infestated with ants?
No,
yeah, yeah.
Remember
last
that
week?
Musty smell that we had to get cleaners in for her
That was the
desk?
Moldy coffee.
The moldy coffee. That's right. You're gross.
So today, when you bring in your yum
Vegemite, cheese,
Vegemite
sandwiches.
Lettuce, cheese sandwiches, our receptionist goes, oh, there's a fly in there.
And Ellie, you can see this little fly in the container going ding, 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 ding.
This is in front of the whole office.
The whole office.
As everyone's unveiling the dish they've brought.
and talking about the fantastic stories behind it. Oh, wow, homemade. Oh, yeah. Awesome. I can't wait to try
this
that.
This is South African. This was German.
Yum.
This is what me dad, John Chaney,
do you
made.
Know what, though? Credit to our colleagues, because I brought in two massive containers of Vegemite cheese and lettuce sandwiches, and every single one of them has been eaten. So someone
way
ate
just
the fly one.
This.
Yeah.
Someone ate just the fly one. And I said, you know what? My heritage is Australian. I go back like seven generations Australian.
Flies having are just a part of me when I was a kid. That's right, guys.
Why does everything you touch turn to crap?
Do you know what? I haven't touched like you and you
team.
Are crap, so there you go.
Good one, Ellie.
Thank you. I tried.
Got it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Which kitchen utensil gotcha?
What gotcha? I am excited for this because kitchen utensils can be dangerous.
They sure can.
Taz, the reason we're asking you the question, what kitchen utensil gotcha this afternoon, is because Ty from our office is currently on crutches. Hi, Ty.
Hey, what's up?
Could you inform which kitchen utensil caused you to be on crutches?
It was a barbecue utensil.
Okay. Which what specifically was it?
It was a barbecue cleaner.
A barbecue cleaner.
The scrapey tools that you clean the grill with.
Yeah.
So it was just sitting on the ground, but it just happened to be sitting the wrong way around with the spiky part facing straight.
Oh. So you have what? Run onto it?
Yeah, there's a little drop down onto the patio and I just went full speed straight off onto it, dropped down, and yeah, my foot just went straight on top of it.
Did it stay in?
Yes, what a question.
Well, I mean,
You were impaled.
Okay.
I want to know the answer.
That's a good question. I was just going so fast. By the time I went forwards, it kind of just flung out the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was just blood, like, everywhere.
It Well, you're on crutches. Like, it's got to be pretty gruesome.
Because it's gone into the heel, right?
Yeah, it's right in the heel and it's pretty deep. So I had to go see the doctors, get a tetanus shot and all that fun stuff because everyone at the office was so concerned, you know.
Yep, totally.
Which is amazing. All the mothers in the office were like, hey, you could die. So,
What meat was being cooked on the barbecue? Do you know if there was any bits of sausage in the foot or?
It was mince. It was patties.
Oh.
So, yeah, I had about 15 patties on the go. And they were all just ready to get flipped. So I came rushing out before they were going to burn. Oh. So that was the emergency. And so it just, luckily the meat and the tool and my foot didn't.
Did you end up finishing and eating the barbecue at least? Or was that just, turn the barbecue off, let's go?
No, I sat there with my foot.
Did you?
My partner came rushing out and she was trying to like tourniquet my foot to stop it bleeding. But
tourniquet? And yet you still sat back and had your burger?
Well, I had to finish them. I had to finish cooking them, you know.
Were
it's
you
your
like
job.
Hosting a dinner party or something? Or
it's my fault for trying to be organised and make meal prep.
Oh, mm.
Also,
right.
Tourniquet's the most educated word ever delivered on this show.
Hey, we were talking about tariffs and oil prices 5 minutes ago.
Wrongly,
thank you very much.
Wrongly.
Emily in Budrum, have you been attacked by a kitchen utensil?
I have a family of appliance. We challenged people.
Hang on, that's hilarious. Appliancely challenged people.
Okay, describe, we need to hear more. How are they appliancely challenged?
Well, I did a late night last minute cake and I beated my fingers.
You beat your fingers?
I did with the beater, with the cake beater.
I've kind of always wanted to do that. You know those like...
Have you never done it?
No, those instincts where you've got like to jump off a high building or something, to put your hand
the
in
the... intrusive thoughts.
Intrusive thoughts. That's the one I've always wanted to just stick it in. Em, was it everything it's cracked up to be?
No, it was not fun at all.
No.
But the cake got done. That's all that matters.
Yeah, were bits of your fingernails in it though?
Yeah, two of my fingers. The cake got caught and stopped beating. It was fun.
Did your fingers come off?
No.
Oh, gosh.
The actual cake beer itself, like, they stopped beating because it was tangled in there.
Wow.
But no, it was fun. And then my daughter, she decided to step on a fork once and it had to remove it from her foot.
Oh, yay. What you're right. It's a whole bunch of appliancely challenged people.
Let's go to Brett in Yandina. What was it for you, buddy?
A meat cleaver, but it didn't get my hand.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Did you have clothes on, Brett?
So,
Clothes on.
Okay.
So I was prepping some food, obviously, and I had the meat cleaver there beside the other knife, and I turned around to grab something else, but as I turned back around, I bumped the meat cleaver off the table, but instant reaction was to put my foot out. For some stupid reason, I'm hitting the floor. Yeah, I caught it all right. Caught it straight in the top of the foot.
Oh, I know.
My wife's like, why did you try and catch it? I said, I don't know.
It's what Spider-Man would have done, Brett. That's what Spider-Man would do with those reflexes.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, I was sort of sitting there with a pool of blood, and she said, you've got to go to the hospital. I said, look, let's just wrap it up in a bandage and see how we go tonight. All was good.
Oh, so you didn't go to hospital?
No, there was a bit of a cut there, enough to, like, you know, not concerned.
Brett's tough. He's not like Ty from the building here. You know, they had to go to the hospital and all the shots. And
True.
Hey, Ty, it's a real tough guy on the phone right now.
Oh, man, he's the real deal.
Probably needed stitches, but I was just like, yeah, you know what? I'll be right, mate.
Oh, Brett, meat cleaver to the foot. That is impressive. Thanks for your call, bud.
Right, see you, bye.
All right, let's go to Monique from Maroochydore. Monique, have you been attacked by a kitchen utensil?
I have. I was actually cutting an avocado, and as I couldn't get the seed out, and as I went to, grip it in my hand and stab it, I missed the avocado seed, and I stabbed under my pinky and pretty much to my wrist inside.
What? To your wrist?
Yeah, it was really bad. It went, under my pinky and, towards, where my wrist is. It was really... Thank God. It was actually a cold knife that I had just gotten.
I mean, Ty has hurt himself pretty badly from our office by standing on the spiky bit of the, spatula thing.
Yeah.
But you're cringing over there at the thought of that.
I've heard it so many times, the avocado hand.
Would, yeah. Those avocado pips are slippery little suckers, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't do them anymore. I make my partner get the seed out of the avocado.
Your poor partner having to do all of that.
Good on you, Monique. Thank you for your call. We'll go to Sophie and Aruna. Sophie, which kitchen utensil got you?
Hello, Soph. What kitchen utensil was it?
A fork.
Oh, no. Is this a fork being stabbed in a part of you?
You could say that.
Oh, okay.
Take us through it.
So, basically, I was going to eat my dinner one night and I don't know how I've done it, but I literally got a chipped tooth.
From your fork? So you've just been too aggressive with your bite and you've gone straight into the tooth?
Yeah, basically.
What was the food that you just had to get down?
I'm pretty sure it was a steak.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Steaks cause damage.
Mm-hmm. What? Is that what they say, is it?
Yeah. Well, that's what I've always heard.
Okay.
All right, thanks. So some boys in my school branded themselves with forks when we were in year 12.
Oh, kids, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do it.
That's terrifying.
They got in lots of trouble and they still have scars to this day.
Really?
They do. Yeah, it was very silly of them. All right, let's finish things off with Tammy from Baringa. Tammy, have you been the victim of a kitchen utensil attack?
Yes, so the day before New Year's, I was a little bit intoxicated and I decided to make myself some avocado on toast.
Of course.
And instead of chopping the pit out, I decided to stab the pit out and the knife skipped the pit. Went through the avocado into my palm.
Oh!
So I spent 4 hours in hospital, got 3 stitches, and took 6 weeks to recover.
You got a scar still, Tammy?
Yes, I do. It's basically a 2-3 centimeter divot in the middle of my palm.
You know who you need? You need Monique from before's partner. He de-pips her avocados. We'll hook you up, Tammy. You can get him round to de-pip everything you need.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. We are Artist Ellie and Artist Taz. That's what we're calling ourselves.
We need to put our berets on.
We do need our berets because we're entering.
And talk about things, you know, see art and don't just think, oh, that's a picture of a lady, but go, oh, that symbolises
the light and dark.
Ugh.
Chiaroscuro of that one. That's an art term.
Chiaroscuro.
Chiaroscuro. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
An Italian term.
We're definitely not in our favourite field of radio. We are hoping to enter the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize and win it. $25,000. Thank you very much. Because we're going to be buying a show rickshaw.
Yeah, we want to rickshaw each other around and you around and just be able to be owners of rickshaws. Because how many of those are in the world?
Exactly.
Not many.
Not many. And not many on the sunny coast.
Mm, absolutely. So in order to get the money to buy the rickshaw, we have to enter the art first, which we're struggling to come up with ideas for because I failed year 8 art. You're not bad at art.
I did a little bit of art, yeah.
When you painted the Ellie and Taz lemonade stand painting,
yes,
you did quite a nice job with that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good enough to win a national art prize,
it's
to
not.
Be fair. 545-11919 Sunny Coast. What should we paint or enter or make or whatever? What can we enter into this competition?
Let's go to Bree from Kiwana. Bree, what do you reckon we should do?
Look, I think you guys should just rig it and just do the most Sunny Coast things that you can think of.
Oh, true. Well, it is the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize, right? And everyone else is going to be from all around the country. So you're right. How would we do that?
I reckon get the most, like the big pineapple, just anything Sunny Coast and put it in there.
Oh, like so a big old montage.
It's like a class photo of 2025.
Yeah, make sure Robert Irwin's in there too.
Okay.
True.
Oh, Bree just wants us to hopefully get a hold of Rob. I see where our head's at.
To be fair, his photo shoot did go viral.
It did.
So if we could get him there in his undies.
We'll just be happy with Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Bree, I like that. I like the idea of rigging it. Because we got to, let's face it, we're not great artists.
No. Yeah, the artwork's going to be shocking, but hopefully our what it's about is the most
the
Sunny
theme.
Coast thing.
Because you got to have a story behind your art, right?
What about like a lifeguard?
Yeah.
Beefy's pie? All this Sunny Coast stuff.
Yeah, Ocean Street.
Anything
Could we get Ocean Street on there?
Is this what you're thinking, Bree?
I reckon, yeah. Bluff bar, get it all. Get it all in there.
Bluff bar specifically on a Sunday. That's the best.
Yes.
That's when it really pops off. All right, Bree, thank
you. I don't mind that, you know.
Yeah, that's
I'm actually going to write that down.
Okay, all right. Good on you, sister. Hey, if you've got any ideas, Sunny Coast, keep them coming. 545-11919. Hit us up on the socials.
And if you wake up in the middle of the night, yeah, send us a message on Instagram, 919CFM.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9CFM.
Right now, though, Tazzy, we like to kick off usually a Friday show with what we've done throughout the week, right?
Well, this is kind of a Friday.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday masquerading as a Friday.
Exactly. So we thought...
You know what? It's actually done a better job of Friday than Fridays do.
Why's that?
It? Well, it's got 4 days after it. Thank you very much.
So true. That is, you know what? You're not just a pretty face. Regardless, we will start this show the same as a Friday.
Am I a pretty face?
No, not really. Oh. I misspoke, sorry. Let's do this.
The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz. The highlight tapes. 3, 2, 1.
Look, we'll go through the lowlights before we get to the highlights of this week's Ellie and Taz show. One of the most consistent lowlights we have on this show is our attempts at comedy.
There has been a study done on medieval peasants. Apparently,
where'd you study my family? Damn it, I needed to think that one through more.
God, that was terrible.
Yeah, I know, I didn't think it through.
So there's been a study done on medieval peasants. No punchline for you?
Oh, so they just looked at your family tree.
Okay.
Another low light when I tried to cook a dish for the office.
So today, when you bring in your yum
Vegemite, cheese, lettuce,
Vegemite
sandwiches.
Lettuce, cheese sandwiches, our receptionist goes, "Oh, there's a fly in there."
And Ellie, you can see this little fly in the container going ding, 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 ding.
But the highlights outweigh the lows this week. We learnt a lot, like Tiffany from Palmview's new method of picking up a dude.
So what I'm trying to see that I could do is combine a business card into a dating card and hand out dating cards, or even better, get people to hand them out on my behalf.
And Taz's eyes were opened to how many things women of the coast are keeping in their bra. Lauren, do you agree that women carry things in their bras?
Of course. I've got something in my bra right now.
Yeah, you do.
I have $3.20 in there.
$250 a night. I actually used to keep my cigarettes and my lighter down my bra.
My phone.
Look, I often put my AirPods in there.
Cigarettes, lighter, phone, keys, money.
But the most important learning for this week was that there is a way for us to make $25,000 for the show.
This is the award for the major prize of the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize of 2025.
Art prize?
An art prize.
Like.
So there is a competition going on
Picasso.
At the moment. Yes. Put on by the council.
Yeah.
Sunshine Coast National Art Prize for 2025. The major prize is $25,000 cash.
So we've decided we're going to throw our hat in the ring for the big prize. We got the director of the Caloundra Regional Gallery on the phone to talk about it.
The bar is up there, guys. I don't know if your skill base is up to it.
Would all the 400 entrants classify themselves as artists? Because that could be where we're falling behind a little bit. We've never really picked up a paintbrush before. And we even told her about our plans for the prize money.
Have previous winners also bought rickshaws with their prize money?
I don't know. We've never really asked the previous winners what they've used the money for.
So then it was up to the coast to decide what type of artwork we'd enter for the prize.
Look, I think you guys should just rig it and just do the most Sunny Coast things that you can think of. Like the big pineapple, just anything Sunny Coast and put it in there.
Oh, like so a big old montage.
It's like a class photo of 2025.
So bear with us next week, Sunny Coast. We'll learn a lot more and we'll continue with our submission for the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.